Summer is just about here and I'm itching to hit the beach. Hey gang, for the third week in June, I've got another classic rock band. So get your board shorts on, gas up your Woody, and let's hit the waves with Beach Boys trivia. As a native Californian, I'm genetically predisposed to love Beach Boys music. It might even be in the state's constitution. I haven't checked. As usual, this episode is three rounds of 10 questions each. If you're listening via YouTube, please give the video a like and subscribe to the channel. Thanks. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 330 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. And let's go surfing. The Dorky Round. Number one, which founding member of the band was labeled a pop genius by the press in the 1960s? Brian Wilson. Number two, the song Kokomo featured prominently on the soundtrack for what 1988 Tom Cruise romantic film? Cocktail. Number three, what California town featured the Terror of Colorado Boulevard? Pasadena, as in the little old lady from. Number four, while East Coast girls are hip, the Beach Boys really wished they could be what? California girls. Number five, the Beach Boys played Wouldn't It Be Nice along with some other tunes for what 1985 benefit concert? Live Aid. Number six, the band was inducted into what in 1988? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number seven, what Beach Boys Christmas song mixed hot rod themes with Santa Claus? Little Saint Nick. Number eight, according to what 1963 Beach Boys song, if you do this, you'll be sitting on top of the world? Catch a Wave. Number nine, what 1962 Beach Boys song is just a three-digit number? .409. It refers to Chevy's 409 cubic inch V8 engine. Number 10. We'll have fun until her daddy takes what car away? The T-Bird, or Thunderbird. The Geeky Round. Number one, what was the Beach Boys' first hit single? Surfin'. Number two, what Canadian band had a hit with a song about and titled Brian Wilson? the Bare Naked Ladies. Wilson himself covered the song. Number 3. What was the name of the band's first studio album? Surfin' Safari. Number 4. What 1964 song was the band's first number one on the charts? I Get Around. Number 5. Along with Brian, what other two Wilson boys were members of the band? Carl and Dennis Wilson. Number 6. Paul Dano and John Cusack played Brian Wilson in what 2014 biopic? Love and Mercy. Number 7. The 2024 documentary, The Beach Boys, was co-directed by what Arachnophobia director? Frank Marshall. Number 8. I Just Wasn't Made for These Times was the pop debut for what electric instrument? The theremin. Number 9. What Beach Boys song, named for a girl, was originally sung by the Regents? Barbara Ann. Number 10. The Beach Boys beseeched what girl to get her out of my heart? Rhonda, in the song Help Me, Rhonda. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. In what year were the Beach Boys formed? 1961. Number 2. Released in 2012, what was the final studio album for the Beach Boys? That's Why God Made the Radio. Number 3. What Bohemian folk song became a hit for the band in 1966? Sloop John B. Number 4. Surfin' USA was a rewrite of what 1958 Chuck Berry song? Sweet Little 16. Number 5. What Beach Boys song featured a car with a, quote, competition clutch with four on the floor? Little Deuce Coupe. Number 6. Who was the band's first manager until he was fired in 1964? Murray Wilson, Brian, Carl, and Dennis's father. Number 7. which Beach Boys album was re-recorded and re-released by Brian Wilson in 2004? Smile. Number 8. The band's 1978 MIU album was largely recorded at what university? The MIU is short for Maharishi International University. It's in Fairfield, Iowa. Number 9. What 1966 Beach Boys song was promoted as a pocket symphony? Good Vibrations. Number 10. Despite their bands battling in the charts, Paul McCartney has said which Beach Boys song is his favorite song of all time? God Only Knows. Okay, boards in. How did you do? If you're itching for Beach Boys music, I'll link to some sources in the show notes on the website. I listened to a lot writing this episode and discovered some songs I'd never heard before. Next week, I've got more trivia for you on a topic I don't think I've come close to before. Here's a hint. If you're driving a Cayman, a Z4, or an S5, you're driving what type of car? It's kind of related to the Beach Boys, right? See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 330 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Sometimes I wish I'd lost a leg or something. Everyone can understand that. They never get it when what's been broken is inside your head. 5 years after an unspeakable tragedy that changed him forever, Gordy Allen has made a new home with his half-brother, Kevin. Their arrangement works since Kevin is the only person who can protect Gordy at school and keep him focused on getting his life back on track. But just when it seems like things are becoming normal, Gordy's biological father comes back into the picture, demanding a place in his life. Now there's nothing to stop Gordy from falling into a tailspin that could cost him everything, including his relationship with Sarah, the first girl he's trusted with the truth. With his world spinning out of control, the only one who can help Gordy is himself, if he can find the strength to confront the past and take back his future. These Gentle Wounds by Helene Dunbar was named one of the best YA books of 2014 and is on Epic Reads' list of 20 books that will change your view of the world. These Gentle Wounds is available now on Audible and iTunes.